Nosso assunto agora é sustentabilidade e os desafios impostos pela pandemia do Covid-19. O meu entrevistado é o líder global de pesquisa e desenvolvimento da Bayer, Bob Ritter. Ele vai falar um pouquinho para a gente aqui, então, sobre esses desafios que o agricultor tem e como que a empresa, a Bayer, está agindo para ajudar o produtor a enfrentar essas dificuldades. Hi, Bob. Thank you for speaking with us again. I'd like to start asking you about facing this impact caused by COVID-19. What has changed in the company's actions of innovation and sustainability commitments?
Yeah, I think what I feel has happened with COVID is it has, I think, helped to sort of accelerate the opportunity that we have in terms, particularly of using digital as part of our toolbox to help our farmer customers. And that, I think, touches a lot of the things that you just asked about. It touches our innovation pipeline. It also touches on how we intend to help better serve our farmer customers on their role and how they can work on things like carbon and sustainability. As of course, as you know, and like we're having our interview today, so much work is going on now virtually. And I think we've all learned that it's very possible to do that. And I think it has helped to accelerate the organization's desire to further digitize how we get things done internally.
Sure.
I know my teams are very, very focused on how we can increase our speed to market and how we can make decisions in a better way using digital tools. We've been implementing artificial intelligence in our breeding programs, artificial intelligence and how we make decisions in our chemistry discovery programs. And so just a couple of examples, I think, of how the digital piece of COVID in some ways is helping to reshape and accelerate our thinking. And then on the other side of the equation, we really are excited by what we believe is a big opportunity to help our customers in terms of keeping agriculture's footprint as small as possible and continue to work to intensify what we can produce with each acre. And then also to work with farmers and others to help come up with a way for our customers to be financially rewarded for something than just the grain that they harvest. So we've been piloting a carbon model in both South America and North America with a select set of customers to try to see how we can start to build an opportunity for our customers to be financially recognized for doing things around the topic of sustainability and climate change.
Sure.
And this is on top, of course, many other things that we're working on with both our smallholder strategy and other areas.
Very good. Sustainability actions will help to ensure food security and fight global hunger, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think the two things can be very compatible, right? I think we need to continue to be able to produce more. We've got a growing world population that is going to require more food. We want to minimize the resource impact in order for that, for us to also have a healthy planet. So we need a healthy food supply to feed the world, but we also need to make sure that we have a healthy planet to live in as well. And I think both of those things can be driven through additional innovation in agriculture.
Sure, but about the costs to do this sustainability, is it going to affect the cost for the hunger people?
I think we have, if we look at some of the early work that we've been doing, and let's just pick the topic of carbon sequestration, the practices that we're trying to encourage farmers to adopt or use more extensively, actually, not only do they help with climate change, or in this case, carbon sequestration, they actually ultimately increase productivity as well, because they're good contributors to soil health, which is a key ingredient to having a successful and a more abundant harvest. So I don't think these things are actually incompatible. I actually think they're very compatible. If I think about the work we're doing in digital, a lot of what we're trying to do there, for example, with crop protection products, is help our customers use them more effectively and use them precisely, use them when they're needed and only where they're needed. So I think these things work hand in glove in terms of both providing sustainability and for the farmer to be more successful from an economic perspective.
Yeah. Do you think that Vitala, the new short stature corn that you are testing, It's an example of this product that going to use improved sustainability.
Absolutely. I think what Vitala sort of signals or represents is that we can make improvements to a crop like corn and create a plant or an archetype of the plant that really, I think, can contribute to the sustainability piece. And I think it does it really in two ways. The first is it helps to ensure that the farmer is more likely to have a complete harvest by reducing the likelihood of having plants that fall over. We had a tremendous wind this year in the U.S., in parts of the U.S., and we have pictures of fields completely knocked over where virtually every corn plant is knocked down. And right next to it, we have some of our test plots of our short stature corn, and most of the plants are all still standing. So there, you know, the farmer will be able to enjoy a harvest. At the same time, we also have evidence that there's something positive happening below the ground with short stature corn in terms of having a stronger and deeper root system. And we'll continue to do the research, but I believe very strongly that it's likely that we will see benefits in terms of being the plant being more effective at acquiring water when conditions are dry and also being more efficient at acquiring nutrients.
Sure.
And those two things are, again, going to be a big, you know, have a big impact on sustainability.
Maybe a decrease of costs.
Well, that's always part of the goal as well for a farmer, right? Farm economics are part of how do you manage cost more effectively, and then how do you have more productivity or output for income generation. You know, typically when we bring new technologies to the market, they typically are actually helping our farmer customers do both. Many of our traits that we've introduced in the market had a cost opportunity in them, as well as a productivity opportunity for the farmer.
So we saw in this past months that the image of Brazil, it's having some troubles. How can Bayer help Brazilian agriculture to improve this image on the international market?
Yeah, that's a great question, and actually something that we have been already working to try to help to do, because those same questions about what is happening with Brazilian agriculture really are the same sort of, I would say, misinformed or negative statements about agriculture in general, and because we believe very strongly that the agriculture that you practice in Brazil is actually on the leading edge of how agriculture can be practiced successfully and sustainably. I think what we have to do is to help to further educate and dispel, I think, some of the falsehoods about what is actually happening in agriculture, particularly when we hear sort of these claims that, you know, we are growing all these soybeans and destroying the rainforest and therefore leading to negative impacts on climate change, which, as you know, the policies in Brazil around having land set aside when you have agriculture in production and you have to have a certain amount of land that stays in its native state. Brazil has some of the very best policies, and I think we just, as a company and our status in Europe, we need to be in those conversations with influencers and also help to, I would say, correct the story, and I think we can help in that.
Okay, very good. How can we value sustainability? So facing all those ideas, those investments, how can we value sustainability?
Well, I think there's a couple of different ways. So first of all, I think there will be some instances where farmers will be directly paid for doing something that is tied to sustainability. I go back to our carbon market example. So I think there's a financial recognition, a direct financial recognition opportunity for farmers. I think the other side of sustainability is that it will become, I think, part of the expectation of how we need to improve farming. And I would argue then that farmers will adopt those practices because not only they're good for sustainability, but they help with productivity. So I think we will see sustainability be not something looked at as an extra thing to do, but something that will actually help to improve farm economics, either directly and or indirectly by cost benefits or quality benefits in terms of production.
Very good. What message could you give to our audience, our website? How can you say for those Brazilian farming that facing the challenge of growing food even more for the hunger people and with sustainability?
Well, I think, first of all, I would say keep up the good work. Some of the best agricultural conservation tillage practices happen in Brazil. I think people don't recognize how much no-till agriculture is occurring in Brazil today in large scale and in production. Brazil is one of the fastest adopters of new technology by farmers. And I think these are all the right things that we have to continue to be able to see happening. And it's great to see Brazilian farmers being on the leading edge of this area of how do we farm better so that we can feed the planet? And at the same time, how do we farm better to be able to protect the planet? So I think my advice is keep adopting new technology and keep doing the things that you're doing well.
Very good. Thank you, Bob. Thank you for your time. Once again, from our viewers, and to the next time.
Okay. Thank you very much and have a great day.
Conversei agora com Bob Ritter, que é líder global de pesquisa e desenvolvimento Crop Science da Bayer. Ele falou um pouco sobre os desafios que a empresa vem enfrentando diante da pandemia do Covid-19, como isso afetou as ações de inovação e compromisso de sustentabilidade. Falamos também sobre como produzir com sustentabilidade para ajudar a combater a fome global. Falamos também sobre o lançamento do novo, da nova semente de milho, nova variedade de milho, que é o Vitala, que é um milho de baixa estatura aí, e pode ajudar o produtor na sustentabilidade da sua produção de milho. Fiquem ligados no Notícias Agrícolas, inscrevam-se nos nossos canais e continuem buscando aí informações para que vocês sejam produtores rurais mais bem informados do meu Brasil.